How many times will you look at your smartphone while listening to this program? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, James Roberts, Professor of Marketing at Baylor University, examines whether smartphone addiction is real.
Can you actually be addicted to your smartphone? My research suggests that the answer to this question is yes. The six signs of smartphone addiction are very similar to the signs healthcare professionals look for when diagnosing substance abuse. The six signs to look for when diagnosing whether you or someone else, be careful with this one, may be addicted to their smartphone include salience, euphoria, tolerance, withdrawal symptoms, conflict, and relapse. Let's check to see if any of these six signs sound familiar to you. Salience. Is your smartphone your constant companion, the last thing you look at before bed, the first thing when you awake? Euphoria. Do you turn to your smartphone when you're bored or in awkward social situations? Would you rather spend time with your smartphone than your spouse or loved ones? Tolerance. Do you find you're using your smartphone more and more each day? Withdrawal symptoms. Do you fly into a panic when you can't find your phone? Conflict. Has your smartphone caused trouble in your life, at work, with your spouse, friends, car accidents? And finally, relapse. Have you ever tried to stop or cut back on your smartphone use but failed? You just might be a smartphone addict. Remedies, you ask? No smartphone use while driving. Throw it in the trunk and enjoy a distraction-free drive. 6,000 people died last year in auto accidents caused by smartphone use while driving. Set smartphone-free zones and times. My favorite is to pit technology against itself by using any myriad of apps that allow you to limit your smartphone use. Or put it in writing. A social contract lays down the ground rules for your smartphone use, names an enforcer, and penalties for breaking the rules. Don't trade a meaningful life for the momentary pleasures offered by your smartphone. In the end, it's all about quality of life.
That was James Roberts of Baylor University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.